Hello, listeners. Here is a little taste of what we are doing over on patreon.com/thankthelight. If you would like more from us, head on over and check it out. I am forming the Voltron of Patreons with exclusive episodes from Time Pop and Thank the Light. I think we are all wonderful and delightful people, and you should enjoy our discussions regardless of the inciting media. And for $3 right now, you can get 6 exclusive episodes and be in prime position to receive 2 new shows every month for 1 low price. Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast, is discussing the mindfuckery films that don't quite fit into the time travel category, such as Everything Everywhere All at Once, Idiocracy, and Into the Spider-Verse. And Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast, is talking about other fantasy movies and unfairly comparing them to the Wheel of Time book and Amazon Prime series, such as The Princess Bride, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Amongst Thieves, and Beastmaster. If you enjoy these hosts and their conversations, there is a free feed containing over 100 episodes and counting for your enjoyment. Find them at whatsoundsawesome.com or wherever you find fine free podcasts. Thank the Light, the Wheel of Time podcast, and Time Pop, the time travel movie podcast. Now, enjoy this taste of our offerings at patreon.com/thankthelight.
Knowing what you wanna see. Knowing what you like, I'm your fantasy. Keep it real tight like you wanna be.
And then she comes back, and then they go into this room, and then Rip Torn. I mean, there's a lot of shit going on. I'm skipping a lot because it's fucking insane.
Rip Torn.
And they go down the stairwell, block the stairwell. Rip Torn comes in, says, I don't remember what he says.
Hank?
Then Kiri just shows up again. She's locked in the basement, but that we saw her go down, and now she's just here. And then Rip Torn says,
Zed.
They will be sacrificed come dawn. One tick, two tick. Kill him now!
And when he's like, they'll be sacrificed at dawn, I was like, oh, you know, typical trope. Like, let's James Bond him and explain what we're doing to give him time to untie his hands and escape.
Kill him!
Yeah, I thought that I had missed something. I because he lifts up the giant skull thing that's a stone skull, and then they go down the hole, right?
Yeah.
And then
she just shows back up again.
But the stone is in the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, oops.
Somebody went, we'll fix that in post.
There was another continuity thing. Towards the very end, the kid, he gets plugged with an arrow, I think, in the right shoulder. And they come out, and the big brother's like, well, he won't be able to use his left hand for a while, but he'll be okay. It's like, it's weird because he got shot in the right shoulder. It's fine.
I wrote down,
it's a nerve thing. It's fine.
There are so many, I'm going to go this way. Oops, I mean, I'll be right here.
Shot it in 8 days, man. What do you want?
The guy, the random villager whose son the eagle rescues in the beginning.
Yeah.
Has a conversation with the eagle.
With the eagle? Like, he's like, I'm a coward.
Like Lassie style. Ah, I don't want to go with you. Ah, oh, fine.
Apparently he's a Beastmaster too.
Oh, and then Ra gets kicked out. So yeah.
No, he just flew an eagle. That's all he talks to, just eagles.
God, I was thinking I was going to have to back up, but no, as we're still going forward, they go, you know, they get everyone together. They're going to go fight the big battle after they rescued Kiri's uncle, and the blind uncle kicks the Beastmaster out of the clan. And then Kiri shows up out of nowhere. She's like, I'll come save you. And he's like, oh, cool. Let's leave. She goes, no, I'm going to go back with the group.
No, it's too late. He kicked you out. You got to go.
You mean the blind uncle? You mean Dar's dad.
Dar's dad. Look, Darth's dad's got a new family now and a stepmom and doesn't want to talk about his old life. All right. It's how it works.
Oh, my God.
Des, did you say that I saw that there's a Beastmaster 2 and 3. Did you say Beastmaster 2 is a time travel movie?
Well, I don't know if it's...
Oh, please, God, can I be a part of that?
It will be. We will be doing it soon on the Time Pop Patreon. It's going to be our sister cast. But I don't think they call it the Time Portal. I don't think it's, I mean, we can still do it on Patreon. It still fits our milieu of Patreon.
It's more like a hither dither stick.
Kind of. Yeah, it's definitely, it's more of a different realm, even though they kind of call it a time. But yeah. That's why we have our Patreon now. So all those movies that are like, is it time travel? We're like, man, let's do it on Patreon. That's not, it doesn't have to tech. We did Idiocracy today for Time Pop. So like.
Dude, I wanted to be a part of that so bad because the Crocs that are so popular now, they had the dude, one of the people design Crocs because we're like, we need some stupid footwear for the future that everybody wears. And they designed Crocs for that movie.
Shut.
Look it the fuck up.
Up.
Look it up. I wanted to be on that episode just for
that. Oh my God. I might have to I might cut that out, what you just said, and put it on that episode.
Well, I don't know if they invented Crocs for that, but I think they found it. You need to look that one up for
sure.
They
definitely popularized them.
Well, I don't know if they even popularized it, because it did get popular until like 15 years later.
Yeah, it was the original design is where they came from, was for that movie. And it's the guy who still owns it today. I'm like 95% sure.
That guy is a billionaire.
That movie reminds me of just like a live version of Futurama.
Gotta go up to the top, won't stop. I'm gonna be the man, yeah, I gotta cut the knot. Really haters really on me, tryna take my spot. But we go up, yeah, we never gonna drop.
Relax and breathe. Keep training. Yoga.
Bitch needs some shit.
Come on, everybody train karate.
Mixed and edited by Desmond McNeese for We Mixed It, LLC. Go to whatsoundsawesome.com. It's okay that we're horrible, horrible people.